Straight Talk on how business architecture can help organizations leverage blockchain. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I am joined today by our guest star, Josue Batista. Hi, Josue.
Hello, Wendy.
Josue is a business and technology strategist with a focus on the intersection of digital health and emerging technologies. And one interesting thing you may not know is that Josue, along with his wife, Dr. Hollis Batista, are award-winning winemakers with a passionate fondness for Pennsylvania-grown grapes. In fact, their proudest moment was when their Valvin Muscat wine won a double gold in Best of Show awards at the Florida State Fair Wine Competition in 2013. So we are among the presence of greatness.
I'm glad to be here, Wendy.
So in the spirit of Straight Talk, we are going to keep this short. In just 5 minutes, Josue is going to break down the key things we need to know about business architecture and how it relates to blockchain, starting now. What is blockchain?
Well, I think we need to level set a very important point here. First of all, Bitcoin is not blockchain. I know that there is a lot of confusion out there in that space with the cryptocurrencies, but blockchain is actually the underlying technology that facilitates Bitcoin and many other cryptocurrencies. And that technology is at the heart of what we call distributed ledger technologies, or DLTs. And that is what we're talking about today. So blockchain is actually an architectural concept. It offers an open distributed ledger, it records transactions between parties that they do not need to trust each other, and records all those transactions in a verifiable and permanent way. So basically, with blockchain, you have a distributed ledger, you have decentralization, that means peer-to-peer interaction in terms of transaction. Also, you have what is called immutability, because simply, blockchain allows you to do two things from a database perspective. Write something on it and read from it. You cannot change it, you cannot edit it like a traditional database. And of course, it offers hashing and cryptography to the level that up to date, no one has been able to crack or crash a blockchain cryptocurrency because of the hashing mechanisms they have.
And what do you think are some of the most important applications of blockchain for organizations?
Multi-party collaboration. So because it's distributed and it's decentralized, you're eliminating pretty much that third party or that broker, because it's the code that actually managing things. So multi-party collaboration is key. Also, because blockchain offers what is called smart contracts, and some of them offer what is called also smart legal contracts, process optimization is a tremendous opportunity for blockchain and, you know, and organizations. We already mentioned the cryptography, so security is at the heart of that. And also for regulators, it may offer transparency and auditability. And in those situations in which you have to protect perhaps intellectual property, or there are specific transactions that you want to keep between specific parties, that information imbalance that exists today is pretty much eliminated because of blockchain. And one of the most interesting aspects that I see is what is called digital assets. As we transform things that we use day to day into digital assets, that is offering or opening the door for a complete revolution in terms of how we trade information and assets themselves. So within that context, there are so many use cases today, Wendy. There are healthcare business cases, corporate voting, and also public, you know, regular people voting. There is opportunities for blockchain to offer value there. Identity management is another area that is growing tremendously. Land records in Cook County in Illinois are now in blockchain. So that is a way to merge the identity of an individual and the transactions related to land management records. Blockchain can be that security or decision vault when it comes to protecting IoT devices. It's very comprehensive, and it is something that I believe is going to progressively get better in terms of the value Right now, some people say blockchain is a big hammer looking for a nail. I like to use more the analogy that is like hot sauce, right? You're not gonna drink a glass of it, but you're gonna use it to enhance existing business processes and capabilities.
Perfect. And so a related question then, how can business architecture help organizations to leverage blockchain for value?
Well, I think that is the most exciting opportunity of all, Wendy, because at the heart, business architecture is helping everyone in terms of ambiguity, because we know that ambiguity is everywhere. And I use the term clarity of intention. If we want to arrive to that clarity of intention in terms of a strategy and implementation and execution of strategy, that is where business architecture provides the most value. And we have been there more than often. You know, sometimes businesses, because of their reactionary and the tactical demands that they have, they jump from a strategy into projects with limited understanding of what the impacts are, what the scopes are, and the value proposition. Well, we know that business architecture is actually key for success. So that is, I think, is a tremendous opportunity, not just for blockchain, but think about, you know, biotechnology, artificial intelligence, robotics. All those emerging technologies are going to rely on a great understanding of our business from a business architecture perspective. So I think the opportunities there are great.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we love 6-word memoirs. So would you sum all of that up in just 6 words?
The future is distributed and decentralized. All these emerging technologies are going to bring a whole different paradigm in the way that we define business models, the way that business architecture is going to be shared across organizations. Peer-to-peer is going to replace brokers and in third parties that we have today. So the future is distributed and decentralized.
What do you think are the top things that business architects should do to educate themselves about blockchain?
Actually, there is a larger concept, Wendy, that is distributed ledger technologies. It's more comprehensive and really is at the heart of what that technology offers, right? A distributed ledger, a distributed way to understand transactions with consensus among parties that do not necessarily have to trust each other. So that's the first thing. It's very important for business architecture. Get an understanding what that means in terms of the concept. Remember, it's an architectural concept after all. So it's very important to understand it. Secondly, keep yourself informed as to how these distributed ledger technologies of blockchain are impacting your industry.
Anything else that you want to leave us with?
One thing that is very important for everyone to remain thirsty for knowledge and find the applicability of these technologies from a business perspective. That is the key.
Well said. Thank you so much, Josue. It was such a pleasure to speak with you today and learn from you. And thank you all for joining us, and talk to you next time on Spray Talk.